Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. My name is Joey Murphy. This morning's worship is our Coming of Age Sunday. Coming of Age is a program in which youth are given the chance to explore their own faith.
At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us.
Life comes to us as a gift. Each life makes its demand, exacts our attentiveness, enlists and organizes our energies, and blesses us. May we be worthy of the gift and glad receivers of the blessing. God of grace, may we be blessed, whatever the pathway we follow, whatever the life we claim is our own. Come, let us worship together.
Faith is not belief. Belief is passive. Faith is active. These words of Edith Hamilton reflect one thing we have learned during Coming of Age, to have an active faith instead of a passive belief.
Please join me in the spirit of prayer. Love cannot remain by itself. It has no meaning. Love has to be put into action, and that action is service. Whatever form we are, able or disabled, rich or poor, it is not how much we do, but it is how much love we put into doing. A lifelong sharing of love with others. Amen.
I have not made it a secret that I enjoyed being a mentor 2 years ago more than being a facilitator this year. However, I had a transformative experience on our wilderness journey, which led me to reevaluate the role I played as a facilitator. I realized that I missed the more intense interactions with an individual youth as distinct from being involved in planning and participating in group activities. I believe I have read enough anthropology to have some understanding of the need for a rite of passage for youths as they transition toward being adults. All the rites of passage that I read about were primarily about the youth learning about what the adult society would now expect of them and to build an allegiance toward that society. In short, the rituals were mainly didactic or teaching the youth what we believe, what moral matrix should guide their thoughts and behaviors. Growing up, I found myself longing to be part of a group, yet never able to wholly invest in any particular group. I never went through any rites of passage. And I found myself often feeling that the COA journey, coming of age journey, was not designed specifically to pass on the group culture. It required the youths to often look inside themselves for the answer. It asked them to explore what they believe and learn what we believe or what Unitarian Universalists believe. It slowly dawned on me, and I know the proper response here is, well, duh, that this aspect of forming one's own opinions about faith and the many questions about the life one would like to nurture, which faith subsumes, is one of the core aspects of our culture. A Unitarian Universalist rite of passage needs to pay homage to this individual search for what is true and what is meaningful in the life of the individual. But coming of age rite of passage did not ignore the rich resources our faith can provide a seeker on their journey. We are not the religion where you can believe what you want or even what you feel you must believe. We also are a culture, and that means limits. I began my participation in coming of age a bit reluctantly as one who felt more at home with cultures that stressed passing on the received wisdom of the group. But as I got to know the participating youths, especially during the wilderness retreat, I began to more and more trust them that they will find their own unique ways of solving the problem posed by the Pharisaic Rabbi Hillel around the time of Jesus. If I am not for myself, then who am I? If I am not for others, then what am I? This experience with our youth led me to trust that they will learn to know themselves and to know who they will want to be for others. This is a profound and continuing journey.
I'm one of those rather peculiar people who does not need to be recruited or asked to participate in church activities. I volunteer to do things where I think my talents and passion can make a difference, as well as make me feel satisfied. After being on the Council of Elders for coming of age 2 years ago, I readily offered myself as a mentor for this year's session because it's a program and a rite of passage I believe in. It is also immensely more meaningful than the rite of confirmation in the Catholic Church that I was forced to endure when I was 14 years old. I have had the opportunity to watch and listen as these 8 young men and women have been challenged to think deeply and wrestle with issues of faith and the myriad mysteries of life, love, and death. I have had the opportunity to form new relationships and strengthen pre-existing ones with the facilitators and my fellow mentors. Being a mentor within a group of predominantly energetic teen males also challenged me to lighten up a bit and not take myself quite as seriously as I usually do. And this is a gift for which I thank them. Being a mentor also offered me the opportunity to revisit, re-examine, and then reaffirm my personal theology. This is most easily summed up in 2 very brief statements. One from a song lyric by the poet and songwriter Jewel, who says, "In the end, only kindness matters." And also from Hamlet, a quotation that was taught to me at age 12 by a very wise woman who said, "Always remember, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man." The coming of age service project that the mentees chose was to plan, raise all the funds for $391, prepare and serve an evening meal to the clients of Kent Social Services on a Sunday evening, which was April 22nd. I was honored to serve as the mentor coordinator of this project, and it is the highlight of my experience with coming of age. To stand on the serving line between Brianna and Adrian, listening to the caring voices of each mentee, politely and enthusiastically asking clients what they would like to eat, was a sentinel UU moment. It was both a blessing and grace itself. This was faith in action, and is, I believe, what growing up UU is all about. There is great hope for the future of our denomination because of these youth, and I celebrate them. Namaste.
I believe that people should be free to live their lives however they choose to live it. Everyone should be entitled to their own opinions and beliefs, as long as they don't intentionally try to hurt another human being. I don't think that you should let other people tell you what to believe in, since you are your own person. I believe in the concept of helping other people, because I don't think anyone gets through life on their own. I believe that everyone should practice kindness, because you should treat others how you want to be treated. I think that a person shouldn't have to have a God or special force to make you be a good person, but you should know to be a good person on your own. I believe that there may or may not be a guiding force or God out there. I think that humans are not capable enough of knowing if a religious force really exists or not, so we should not force things like a God or onto other people if no one could be 100% sure about the existence of it. And most importantly, I really do believe that everyone has a right to live their own lives and shouldn't let anyone try to stop them from doing that. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Adrian Emmert, and I'm an atheist. Here are my beliefs. I do not believe in a God. I do not believe in any Lord. Why would there be an almighty being to solve all of our problems? The only reason I think people would believe in God because they are afraid of many things in life, like death, loss, illness, mortality, and failure. People want something to blame, follow, and depend on. Something that would help them with everything and make sure everything's right and fair. I believe that if people want a good world, they need to make it themselves. I do believe that there was a Jesus, but don't believe he had any powers. I believe in family, community, and goals. Life is what you make it. The end.
When I began coming of age, I didn't know much about what I believed. My entire life, I was told that I could believe anything that I wanted, so I was never really given any structure when it came to religion. I realize now that this was a good thing. It gave me the choice to believe whatever I wanted, so that there was no pressure. It was just my beliefs. But coming of age has given me this structure, my own personal, original structure. For starters, I don't believe in monsters or magic. But I do believe that everyone has their own purpose, to leave their mark on the earth for the better or for the worse. But whether their contribution is recognized by future generations is up to them and their actions. And if they're only remembered by memory, that's okay too. It's up to them to decide how they'll be remembered. I believe in loving and appreciating everyone and everything around you. Know that you yourself have your own problems, and you can't possibly know what someone else could be going through. I believe that if you are a good person, you will go to heaven, but I don't believe that if you're a bad person, you'll have to suffer for the rest of your life. And I'm sure that my beliefs will change later. What you do with your life is your choice, but I don't believe that you can hurt someone and think that it's okay. Doing some bad things doesn't make you a bad person. But I do believe that love is the most powerful force on earth, and it can make people do crazy things. But I don't believe it can make you hurt the one you love. I am proud to be a Unitarian, and a main part of that is being able to have my own beliefs.
There are many things I believe in. Your destiny is not chosen by your decision to sin. In school, we were told about this thing called God. The idea of an all-knowing, white-bearded old guy seems just odd. I believe there is truly something greater than me or you. Life is a journey. You just gotta enjoy the view. I believe there is a chance for peace around the world. I believe there is no difference in the value of life, boy or girl. I believe that when you die, you stay on Earth until you gain closure. Only when you achieve that, your life is truly over. I believe we need to treat each other with the utmost respect. We need to help each other. Don't let anybody fret. I believe we are all good people. Everyone. When evil comes to our doorstep, we don't just turn and run. Religion is important. It affects every decision we make. Religion is your own opinion. There are no mistakes. My goal in life is to make the world a better place. I'm in no hurry. Life is no race. Jesus was just a regular guy who, with some really great thoughts. Your religious beliefs stay with you forever. They never rot. As they say, you only live once. YOLO. There is no future or past. Now is the time to show who you really are, your inner beauty. It's what's on the inside, not the out, that counts, you see. Being a Unitarian Universalist dictates what I do in my life. You only have a certain amount of time. Make it right.
There might be a heaven or something above, but you can't be sure, so live the life you love. You can still be at peace while being fly as a dove. Go ahead, mix it up, don't get stuck in a rut. Yeah, go love everyone, do a righteous strut. You can't be boxed in, so live your life beyond your skin. You can go with the flow, but you must add your own spin. You can still be happy with the occasional sin, but don't ever forget that it is you who defines the word win. As they say, the world is mine for the taking. Step up to the challenge with faith never shaking. Cherish the relationships you've had and the ones you are making. Stay true to yourself, but don't ever start faking. With a strong back and your soul's never breaking, gotta live my life right, regardless of an afterlife. Keep my mind happy, look at past all the worries and strife. Put a flower to a knife, bring love to a fight. Evil doesn't really exist, it can be extinguished. Put your caring hands on a foolish clenched fist. Never stop dreaming, but don't really anguish. It takes all your heart and soul to achieve a real goal. Don't settle to be adequate. Strive to be who you are. Completely miraculous. Live my life right so I can sleep at night. Have faith in the world so you don't ever feel fright. Use your strengths for good. Let none fear your might. My faith statement ain't a drag, so I'm gonna call it swag. And I'm a hippie, so you know I got that in the bag. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to brag, but love really isn't where we lag, because everything we teach is so politically correct. Our spirit of kindness is about to infect. build upon acceptance so we all get respect. If we were to classify us, I'd say we were the loving, happy, and entertaining sect. So let me help myself reflect. Swag is staying true to you, but you can't be boring and plain. Swag is contemplating everything that goes on within your brain. It's the things you remember, like the sounds and the laughs and the pain. And always know somewhere there's some rainbows, no matter how long it rains. But do what is right. Creating happiness is my domain. And I don't plan on switching lanes. I'm here having fun, and I'll never be done. That's it.
Being a you is important to me because you are not told what to believe. You can have your own opinion. I believe that religion is good. It can help people find a place for themselves in life and help them get through hard times. Religion stops being a good thing as soon as it stops applying to yourself and is applied to other people and their religions. You should not judge or harm others in the name of your God. For some people, you have to have a religion, and once you have one, you are stuck with it. I think religion should be something more, something that can guide you through life and help you make decisions. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in heaven or hell. I think the universe is chaotic and random. The only explanation for why bad things happen to good people is because of this chaos and randomness. You can't try and rationalize it. When it comes to how you treat other people, I believe in the golden rule. Treat others how you would like to be treated. If someone is hurting or taking advantage of your family, your friends, or yourself, I don't believe you need to continue being respectful to them. I don't think once you die you are suspended in nothingness, like other atheists. I think there is some part of you left once you are dead. The only sure way to find out is to die. You should worry about being alive while you are alive.
There are many things that could be included in a faith statement that would keep me talking for the rest of my life. But since there's a limited amount of time, I'm only going to discuss my foundation of dealing with topics like capital G God versus lowercase g God, GLBGQQI acceptance in our culture, and why bad things happen. These I will mention briefly, but they are not what truly makes my faith statement unique to me. With that said, let's begin. My first big topic I'll talk about is how I believe people should treat each other. I believe we should first respect ourselves, because if you cannot respect yourself and treat yourself well, you cannot treat others well. One UU principle I've always been wary about is a goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. My question is, who defines justice, peace, and liberty? This is the point where I look beyond the words and take the principle to heart. That, I believe, is the key. People can ignore action, maneuver around words, even justify themselves in a court of law, but if you truly take that principle to heart, you will be able to steer yourself in the right direction. But this is not a concrete solution. It is not the right answer. I believe that we all find our own right answer eventually, and I believe I have found mine. The next topic I will discuss is something that has many different variations. For me, it is how do I fit in the world? I believe this is an ever-moving world, always in a constant forward motion, increasing. Science tells us that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. So what does it do? I think it gradually grows. I believe that we as humans, our mind, our body, that miraculous spark that keeps us alive is all energy. When we die, in the physical sense, our body decomposes and feeds new organisms. But what happens to our mind? I think that our mind, our soul, if you will, retains its lessons. Not necessarily our memories, but just our life lessons, our wisdom, comes back and keeps learning. Better medicine, a greater spiritual understanding, people becoming more open-minded and accepting, greater ingenuity in music, art, mathematics, engineering, and more, all of this building on previous experiences. From a strictly scientific point of view, we need to find us a way to survive on other planets because the sun will grow larger and consume the Earth. This is accurate that it lacks something in COA we discussed a lot, faith. My faith is that there is a greater reason to keep living and a reason I intended to find. A scientist once told me that technically the point of life is to keep the human race. Multiple Christians have told me variations on how they believe you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior so you can go to heaven. Neither of these seem very satisfying reason to live, so I continued my search. Eventually, I found my answer, moving forward. The world is always moving forward in more ways than one. Spiritual, physical, mental, each of these aspects of living are growing, changing, and overall moving forward. I'm also moving forward, day by day, through my music, my mind, my life. I hope this has not only been a learning experience for myself, but has helped you too. Thank you.
Yeah, as Gavin was doing his faith statement, I decided it'd be a good idea to do something, and...
Oops.
Well, just give me a sec. Okay, so, instead of doing a speech like the rest of the youth, or rapping, and I'm going to be playing on my trumpet for the song that I composed, and the name of the song is Living Life in Peace. And in the song, there's going to be parts where it sounds incorrect, but that was completely intentional. And it's, yeah. And the song starts out sounding major and happy, in layman's terms. And then it goes on, and about in the middle of it, it turns into a minor key, which represents more of struggles that you go through in life. And towards the end, it goes back into a major, representing getting through those struggles. If I ever start to cry, it's more of because I get to see everyone's face that I really wanted to be here. And I'm really happy that you guys are here, every single one of you. It doesn't even matter if I don't know you because you've come for someone else. I'm happy that you're here. And yeah, I think that's pretty much the sum of my faith statement there. But what I would like to say before I play is I'm not really sure if there's a God because everyone else had to say something about this. But I'm not sure if there is a God or not. But if there is a such thing as a heaven, everyone gets to go there. And you'd keep on reincarnating until you're capable of getting there, your spirit. So, may I please ask the person controlling the mic to turn it off so I don't kill you guys with and make you lose your hearing?
I leave you with the words of Aubrey Graham. May your neighbors respect you, trouble neglect you, angels protect you, and heaven accept you. Go in peace.